More than 17,000 grandparents are raising their grandchildren in Philadelphia. Although the reasons vary, a recent survey finds more grandparents say substance abuse is the reason why they became caregivers. WHYY's Vicky Diaz-Camacho has more on what these families face and what a local nonprofit called Connectedly is doing to help.
My favorite photo is the one that's far over here in the corner that has all four of us together.
Inside her row home in Northeast Philly, Rolina Bonilla points at a smattering of baby pictures hung on her walls. Most are of her children and the four grandchildren she is raising.
The oldest is Roman. He's 11 now. And then we have Liliani, who is 8, and the two twin boys, Joseph and Mason, who were 4 years old.
In the past 7 years, the former Head Start educator and her daughter became their caregivers. Legally, that is known as kinship care. Her son is in recovery for substance abuse. The kid's mom?
She's back out there again under her addiction.
Bonilla says she didn't think twice about taking the kids in. She says,
that child is your family.
She is among the 30% of grandparents in Philly who are caregivers to their grandchildren. Most times, it happens suddenly. This contributes to increased stress and a sense of isolation.
Your life is upended and changed, and you're involved in different activities than your peers.
That's Jaya Lent, Deputy Executive Director of Generations United, a national nonprofit that works to expand programs and inform policies to support intergenerational families, such as grandfamilies. She said the trauma of this new life can contribute to feelings of isolation and worsen a caregiver's mental health. Another challenge is navigating confusing guidelines that were originally drafted for foster parents. That is why improving support, whether through federal policies or local programming, is so important. Last year, federal policy on foster care guidelines were updated. The change means caregivers like Bonilla can receive financial support for caring for their grandchildren. Here's Chartan Nelson, Executive Director of Grand Central Kinship Care Resource Center in Philadelphia.
You have to really begin to look at it in a whole sense that whatever you do for grandmom, it has to somehow trickle down to help the children.
Research shows that peer support groups are the most effective at building community and activating networks. But those are often the most underfunded. Enter Philly-based nonprofit Connectedly, which operated as SOAN for 40 years, but last month changed its name. It responded to grandparent needs, expanding new programs thanks to a grant by the William Penn Foundation. Through their Grand Family Resource Center, they aim to help local grandparents forge stronger relationships to help one another. To Bonilla,
they have been going out and beyond. They're like a spider with a big web of all kinds of resources.
With their help, she felt supported, and her grandkids learned that there are others with families like theirs. She wants other grandfamilies to get that chance.
Seek the help. It's not because you can't do it. It's because every resource that you can get is going to benefit you physically, mentally, emotionally, and then it's going to help your children do what they need to do.
On February 10th, Connectedly is hosting its first event of the year at the Lillian Marrero Library from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.